Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a series of classes called Failure of Love and Marriage. And actually, inshallah, with these classes, we will learn a lot about this reality, the failure of love and marriage in our days nowadays, and we will actually answer some of the questions related to that topic. And the first question is, why I chose this topic? The answer is that we must always believe and remember that marriage is a blessed contract between a woman and a man, in which each become permitted to the other and they begin the long journey of life. Marriage is the strongest bond in which Allah unites the two Muslim partners, which come together on the basis of love, understanding and cooperation. Marriage is the source of all the feelings which the human spirit needs to become a balanced, stable and happy spirit. These feelings include love, care, support, sharing, compassion, communication, tranquility, mercy, understanding and forgiveness. Marriage is also a source of psychological reassurance and security, as you always feel that at the time of trials or distress, I am never alone, as I have Allah, my Lord, to take care of my affairs, and also my spouse will be a way of mercy, care and love. Marriage is a long life commitment with your spouse, who will share your moments, your days and your years, your jokes and your sorrows, your successes and your failures, your dreams and your fears. In Islam, marriage is an act of worship to Allah, which you will be rewarded for so long you follow Allah's rules regarding marriage. Marriage helps to safeguard your iman, faith. That is to say, it stops one from committing such acts by which he will be considered a sinner, for example, adultery. Marriage is the way of forming a family, which is the nucleus and the foundation of the Muslim society. Islam extends noble attention and effort for the family, regulating its essential aspects and protecting it against abuse and disintegration. As ever, Islam strongly emphasizes that the family is the natural environment in which the children can be raised and protected. It also allowed the children to grow and develop mentally and physically. Within the family, children receive love, care, and kindness. They gain their values, ideas, and behavior patterns that will accompany them for the rest of their lives. Experiences had shown that no other arrangement can adequately compensate for the role of the family as the proper setting for bringing up children. It is only the family where you can bring up children in the best shape. In conclusion, marriage is the most important event in life, which we must care for and support its success by all the means. Let us now learn from the verses of the Quran and from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the importance of marriage. Now we'll start and read from Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa, actually it means the women, okay, or the women chapter. In the Quran, it is chapter 4, the women chapter, and we will read from that chapter, verse 1, 4, 19, and 35, to know about the importance of marriage in Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now we will read verse number 1 from chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 4 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, Hawa, and from them both he created many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut the relations of the wombs. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, sister, is commanding all the human beings to fear him. And he is clarifying that all the human beings were created from a single person, Adam. And from Adam, Allah had created his wife. This means that both Adam and his wife are from the same soul, from the same spirit. And from them, Allah has created many men and women. We all belong to the same father and mother. And the wife, Hawa, the wife of Adam, actually is from his own body. She was created from him. And this is the clarification that the father and mother of humanity are, both of them are from the same spirit. Now we will read from the same surah, verse number 4. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هريئا مريئا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And give to the woman whom you marry their mahr, obligatory bridal money given by the husband to his wife and at the time of marriage with good heart.
Okay. Actually, this mahr, Arabic word, which means the obligatory bridal money, it must be given by the husband to the wife, and it must be given with a good heart. We will read now again from surah, the same surah. We will read verse number 19. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O you who believe, you are forbidden to inherit women against their will, and you should not treat them with harshness, that you may take away part of the mahr you have given them, unless they commit open, illegal, and live with them honorably. If you dislike them, it may be that you dislike a thing, and Allah brings through it a great deal of good.
The Quran subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarified in Islam, you know, the wives must be treated in a good way and the husband must live with them in an honorable way. And also, it is forbidden to inherit women against their will and should not treat them with harshness. This is the clarification how Islam is looking for the good relation between the husband and the wife and for the good treatment for the wife. And also Allah is commanding the husband that if they dislike their wives, it may be that they dislike a thing and Allah brings through it a great deal of good. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah is clarifying to the husband that he may dislike his wife for a character or for some of her actions, but Allah is clarifying that don't hate your wife, if you are not happy with something related to her personality or to her actions, because maybe you hate a thing or dislike a thing, and Allah brings through it a great deal of good. This is a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging the husbands to keep their wives, not to divorce them, and also to try always to look for the good aspect of their personalities. Now we will read verse number 35 from Surah number 4 in order to know about how Allah is encouraging marriage and encouraging husbands to treat each other, husbands and wives, to be always in a good shape. Verse number 35. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقًا Verse number 35 from Surah number 4. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقًا بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you fear a breach between them, between the man and his wife, appoint two arbitrators, one from his family and the other from hers. If they both wish for peace, Allah will cause their reconciliation. Indeed, Allah is ever all-knower, well acquainted with all things.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching, you know, the Muslim that whenever they fear a breach between the husband and the wife, they must appoint arbitrators, one from the husband family and one from the wife family. And actually, if the intention for those is to keep the marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to, Allah will cause their reconciliation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the intentions. This is a clarification that it is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try to keep the marriage all the time, try to keep it in a good shape, try to treat the wives, you know, with mercy and with care, and to forget about their mistakes or their if they have any difficulty in their characters, and the whole goal is to keep the marriage as a successful marriage for the sake of the community and for the sake of Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O young men, those among you who can offer marriage, let them get married, for it helps lower the gaze and guard chastity. And those who can't, let them observe fasting. It is a shield and protection for them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging young men to get married, because actually marriage will guard their chastity and will help them to lower their gaze, and actually marriage will protect them, you know, from doing whatever Allah doesn't like adultery and other illegal relations. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone among you who have resources should get married. Okay, this is actually for the men also, and for the women also. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the one whom you are pleased with your religion and his manners comes to you seeking your daughter in marriage, marry him, otherwise harm and great corruption will become on the earth. The meaning of this hadith is the encouragement of the marriage, and whenever come to you seeking your daughter in marriage, and he has good manners, and this is very important, and we will discuss it more in details later, to have the good manners and to have the good sincere religion, okay, let him marry your daughter. Otherwise, if we will always stop, you know, this marriage, and if we always have very difficult conditions for marriage, for example, how much you are earning, what is your qualification, what is the status of your family, when we make some difficulties for marriage, Allah, Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that harm and great corruption will become on earth. Now let us know about the fact that science is encouraging marriage. Researchers in the University of Michigan proved the following facts. Number one, unhappy marriage can increase your chances of getting sick, by roughly 35%. Number two, the unhappy marriage can be a reason for shortening the life, and they proved to shorten the life by around 4 years. The reason is that in the unhappy marriage, people experience chronic diffuse physiological arousal. What is the meaning of that? They feel physically stressed and emotionally stressed as well. This leads to physical illness, including high blood pressure and heart diseases, and psychological illnesses, including anxiety, worry, fear, violence, and depression. And actually, I think, sister, everyone is aware of this fact, that when there is a lot of troubles in marriage, this is a very important factor of, this is a very important stress factor. And regarding stress, you know, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how stress is the biggest enemy for the health and for the body health and psychological and spirit health. Okay? Researchers have proven that good marriage can keep you healthier by directly benefiting your immune system. Those who are satisfied with their marriages had more effective killer cells, which not only limit the growth of tumor cells, but also destroy the infected and cancerous cells. And I think, sisters, this is actually a very important fact which every one of us has to be aware. When you live a life away from stress, this means that when you are having a happy marriage, this will make your killer cells more effective. These killer cells, they have the actually, they limit the growth of tumor cells. So if there is any tumor cell, they will limit its growth. And also, if there are cancerous cells and infected cells, they destroy these infected cells. So how we can have these killer cells to be very effective when we don't have stress, when we are not living the life of worry, anxiety, upset, which is always happening when the marriage is not a successful one. Also, it is clear that divorce can depress the immune system function. And again, sister, this is now the era of science which they are concentrating on a lot. The immune system, the relation between the immune system and cancer, what is, you know, the cause of the depression of the function of the immune system. Okay, theoretically, depression lowers the system ability to fight the foreign invaders, and this could leave you open to more infectious diseases and cancers. Okay? So, at the end, we must learn that when marriage goes sour, husbands and wife not the only ones whom they are suffering. The children do too. In a study of 63 preschoolers, those being raised in homes where there was great marital hostility, these kids, they had chronically elevated levels of stress hormones compared with the other children studied. On following those children through the age of 15, it was found that compared with other children their age, these kids suffered far more from depression, peer rejection, behavior problems, especially aggression, low achievement at school, and even school failure. So in conclusion, happy marriage has a great role regarding having good health, having healthy spirit, having successful family, and a bright future. Now, let us evaluate the statistics regarding success of marriage. Now, alhamdulillah, we agreed that success of marriage must be the goal of every husband and the wife for the sake of their worldly life and also for the sake of their health, for the sake of their children, for the sake of, you know, having the reward of Allah when they leave their marriage as an act of worship. We all agreed now we must have the marriage as a successful project in our life. But what about the reality and what about the statistics? We will start with the USA. In USA, in America, researchers at the University of Wisconsin, they found that divorce among recent first marriages stood at a shaking 67%. In other words, two out of every three new couples are headed for divorce unless something changes. Actually, this is a very high ratio, but this is proven in all the statistics. And I think if you look around you, you will be sure that this is the reality. In England, one out of three new marriages are headed for divorce. In the Muslim countries in Egypt, divorce is 42%. There is a case of divorce every 10 minutes. In Saudi Arabia, the divorce rate is 35% to 47%. There is a case of divorce every 3 hours. Generally, the rate of divorce is around 40% in the Middle East Muslim countries. Around 40%, minus plus. You know, according to the country. We must realize also that the ratio of the unmarried men and women are increasing every year all over the world. You know, this is another element, that marriage is not successful, and the ratio of those whom they actually decide not to marry from the men and the women, it is increasing every year. In conclusion, marriage is not a successful project. As world is seeing a new era where marriage is no longer considered necessary or even significant for relation, for relationship. And actually, if you look around you, especially in America, you know, you notice that there are a lot of singles now. You know, either a single not married or single mother or whatever, but the word single is more than married, you know, when you look around you. This is actually a very sad fact, which we Muslims must try to face, analyze, and realize its causes, and try by all the means with full sincerity to change it. That is to say, to make marriage a very successful reality in our lives, as this is the only way to save the human being, to save the values, the community, to save Islam, and to save the whole humanity. We Muslims need to hurry up to save our families, to save our kids and our future, so that we will not suffer the disaster of the totally broken families in the West. Allah, these classes, failure of love and marriage, will include the following: the definition of successful marriage, the definition of the failed marriage, causes of failure, early and late signs of failure, the principles for making marriage successful. And first, let us have the definition of the successful marriage. And inshallah, sister, we will have all the basic knowledge about these classes from the Quran, so that inshallah we will be always having, you know, our rules from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah we will be always on the right track. To know about the definition of the successful marriage and what we are supposed to have through our marriage, we will read from Surah Al-Rum, Surah number 30, verse number 21. Okay, so now inshallah, read Surah number 30, verse number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwaja litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmi yatafakkaroon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about what we are supposed to have in our marriage and what is What are the goals of the successful marriage? Number one, to find repose in your spouse. Number two, to have affection. And number three, to have mercy. So if you find repose in your spouse and you have the affection and mercy, this means that you have the successful marriage. Let us know in details about every element, and let us know in reality we have it or not in our marriage through the questionnaire, which you will have it in every class. Because inshallah in this class, sisters, we want to actually have the reality regarding our marriage, and if we have some defects or if there are some signs of failure, inshallah we will try to know that signs, we will try to realize it, and inshallah we will learn how to solve the problems, and again to have our marriage in reality a successful one, where we will find the repose, where we will have the affection, love, mercy, tranquility and happiness. What is the meaning of word repose? It means comfort, tranquility, peace, security and protection. This means that the relation between the husband and the wife has to be the source of physical and emotional comfort, stability, spiritual friendship, reassurance for both of them. Allah created the husband and the wife in such a way that they complete each other, as they are two parts of one spirit. When I mention to you this fact, sister, you will ask me, what is your proof that the husband and the wife are two parts of one spirit? I will tell you when you will read in that verse of the Quran, which we just read it now, surah number 30, verse number 21, when Allah said, and among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves. Okay? And this was clarified that the every husband and wife, they complete each other because they are two parts of one spirit. This partnership makes everyone to be in need of the other half. That is to say, every half is looking for the other one so that they can share their feelings, their emotions, their problems, hopes and goals. Also, they always look to be together. They share the moments of sadness and the moments of happiness. They are the best friends, partners and companions. She is his whole world and he is her whole world. The partnership or companionship is one of the most important factors for marriage success, as it makes the hearts more close to each other and it fills the spirit with the feeling of security, tranquility, peace, hope in the present time and hope in the future. You need to feel that your spouse is sharing you all the moments and events of your life. Sister, this is the meaning of to find repose in your husband. Both of you are very close together. Both of you know each other about everything, and both of you are sharing all the moments and the events of the other partner in marriage. This is the meaning of to find repose in your spouse. Okay, Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah that meaning in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 187. In Surah number 2, verse number 187, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ هُنَّ. They are your garments and you are the same for them. This means that you are always available to each other, very close source of protection and care. You can achieve this goal through your care and interest to share with your spouse the final details of both your daily lives. This is the way you find repose in your spouse. This is how you can share your life with each other. Now, sisters, I will mention for you a story to clarify to you the importance of finding repose in your husband. the importance of living very close together, the importance of being connected all the time, the importance of the feeling that my husband is the half of my spirit. So I cannot live without sharing with him everything. And at the same time, I need to have the same feeling from him. I need to feel that he is sharing with me all his feelings, all his emotions, all his goals, his problems, everything, because we are two parts of one spirit. This is the most important factor in marriage, and this is one of the most important factors for stability and success of marriage. Actually, we will now learn this story, which will clarify to you the importance of the fact, the first important factor which Allah mentioned in the Quran, which is to find repose in your spouse. Muhammad and Zainab were neighbors. Both graduated from colleges. Ahmed graduated from medical school, and Zainab has a master in computer science. Through family channels, they were engaged, and they came to know each other only a short time. When they decided to marry and have a family, as they feel that they were in touch, not just with the outlines of each other's life, that is to say, their favorite hobbies and sports and so on, but with each other's deepest beliefs, fears and goals. After marriage, no matter how busy they were, they made each other their priority, always making sure they had time to catch up on each other's day. And at least once a week, they go out together, they had go out for dinner. It was a turning point in their marriage when Ahmed started his residency in pediatrics. He had to sleep in the hospital an average of 20 nights a month. He also had to work the next day up to 4 p.m. Zainab became upset, as Ahmed, who was very busy with his work, seemed to be emotionally unconnected to her, even having no time for the weekend dinner. Zainab decided to have a baby, and when Yasmin was born, she decided to give up her job as a computer scientist, to stay home with her baby and to take care of her. Gradually, Ahmed and Zainab felt that everyone is having his own world. That is to say, he had become so caught up in his work that little space was left over in his brain for the basics of his wife's world. It was the same feeling for Zainab, who tried to become more and more connected to her daughter as she became the source of love and happiness in her life. After 2 years, Ahmed decided to have fellowship in the neonatal intensive care, that is to say, intensive care unit for babies. A job for 2 years necessitates more work and time in the hospital. When Zainab was informed about his decision, she decided to have a second baby so that she can be busy with her kids so long her husband will concentrate more and more on his career. Gradually, they had many problems in their relationship. Perhaps the most fundamental was Ahmed's shocking lack of knowledge about his home life. Another turning point happened in their marriage when Ahmed was, of course, working. Zainab decided to have dinner in the hospital with Ahmed and the two kids. As they ate together in the waiting room, Ahmed turned to Zainab, his face like an angry mask. He told her, "Why did you do this? It is really embarrassing. None of the other doctor's wives would do this." Suddenly, a resident called him on the waiting room phone. As Ahmed picked up the receiver, his face softened and his voice became helpful, warm and friendly. Zainab became very upset with tears in her eyes. As Ahmed, when he hung up, he turned back to face full of anger. Zainab realized that her husband was capable of kindness. but not towards her. She took her kids home. Next day, she called Ahmed at hospital and asked for divorce. It was the lack of being connected together for long time regarding the details of their daily life and the inattention of the details of his family, of Ahmed's family life. Actually, lack of sharing the responsibilities of both of them that leads to the fact that they were living in two different worlds but still in the same home. This is what we have to consider a very important factor for marriage success, sharing the life of each other and always being connected together. In order to realize your marriage regarding this factor, please answer the following question. In every class, inshallah, sister, I will clarify to you about a very important fact regarding the successful marriage or the failed one, then I will give you a questionnaire. And you will answer it, and please don't write your name. And you will return it to me, then we will analyze the results, and we want to be sure. Your results are similar to the statistics which we mentioned at the beginning of the class, or you are living different family life. Okay? So now I will... So actually, sister, the first questionnaire in our class, Failure of Love and Marriage, is a questionnaire related to sharing or being connected. Actually, I need everyone who is listening to the class to bring a pen and a paper. I will mention the question two times, and I want you just to write yes or no. Okay, I will mention the question twice so that you have time to listen to the question and to have your answer, and then I will give you the evaluation of your results. The first question is, my husband is my best friend. This means that my husband is very close to me and I am the closest person to my husband. This is the first question. My husband is my best friend. You have to answer yes or no. The second question is, I am my husband's best friend. This is also the second question. I am my husband's best friend. The third question is, I know everything about my husband's work. Number three, again, I know everything about my husband's work, yes or no. Question number four, my husband knows everything about my work. This is question number four, my husband knows everything about my work, yes or no. Question number five, I know all the details of my husband's problems. Question number four, I know all the details of my husband's problems, yes or no. Question number six, my husband knows all my worries. Question number six, again, my husband knows all my worries, yes or no. Question number seven, my husband is always happy to have an hour daily with me to share our kids and home situations and problems. My husband is always happy to have an hour daily with me to share our kids and home situations and problems, yes or no. This is question number seven. Question number eight, I know all about my husband's income. Question number eight, I know all about my husband's income. Question number nine, my husband knows all about our spendings. Question number nine, my husband knows all about our spendings. Question number 10, we have one bank account. Question number 10, we have one bank account. Question number 11, my husband calls me during the day to check about me. Question number 11, my husband calls me during the day to check about me. Question number 12, we share each other hopes and goals. Question number 12, we share each other hopes and goals, yes or no. Question number 13, my husband enjoys spending time with me. Question number 13, my husband enjoys spending time with me, yes or no. Question number 14, I enjoy discussions with my husband. Question number 14, I enjoy discussions with my husband. Question number 15, I feel that me and my husband know each other very well. Question number 15, I feel that me and my husband know each other very well. These are 15 questions which are related to to the first factor in the success of marriage, which is sharing and being connected always. And actually, I will tell you about the how to score your answers soon. I have this the same procedure for the Arabic-speaking sisters. You know, my class in Arabic, you know, in Masjid Hamza. But the number was bigger there, you know, around 20 sisters. And in their answers, actually 50% or 60%, you know, they scored most of the answers yes. You know, this means that 60% they have, you know, the best relations with their husbands. Okay, maybe 20% they have, you know, an average relation, and maybe 3 or 4 of the 20 actually they have, you know, no sharing at all with their husbands. Okay, but actually for those, the 3 or 4 out of 20, you know, this is the reality because we have the statistics, you know, but to have 60% of the sisters having excellent sharing relation with their husbands, I don't buy this result. Okay, and I mentioned this to the sisters, and I clarified to them that in these classes nobody knows your name, nobody knows anything about you. Try to face the reality with yourself. Try to say, yes, I am not sharing with him, you know, our problems every week. Yes, he is not always very happy when I start to inform him about the details of my worry regarding my parents. Yes, he is not always cooperative when I tell him, please clarify to me about, you know, the increase in your income. How much exactly your income increased? He start always to become, you know, upset, and he start to deviate, you know, the discussion. You know, this is sisters how we are supposed to answer these questions. None knows whom you are, but you are in need to face the reality of your marriage. So that, inshallah, you can get the benefit, you know, for when we will actually, you know, start to inform you about how to correct, you know, the weak points in your marriage. But if in every questionnaire I will find that most of the marriages are extremely successful for the sisters, you know, there will be no need for these classes. And actually, when I clarified this fact to the sisters attending the Arabic class, they told me, yes, Sister Mona, maybe this time we answered yes, but next week, inshallah, keep the classes. I told them I will change the topic. So long, mashallah, everything is very, everyone is very successful. So why? They told me, no, Sister Mona, please keep the classes. And inshallah, we will say more and more about our marriages. And maybe also those on the internet, they are the ones whom they are in need of the classes. I told them, no, you are, you know, a percentage of those whom they are in the internet. If you are very successful, so maybe all the statistics in University of Michigan and in Wisconsin and all over the world are wrong. And my sister, they in Houston, they are the best wives all over the world. So when I clarified to this fact, they told me, no, Sister Mona, we promise you, we will say the truth next class, because next class actually will be about a very sensitive topic, which is love and respect in your marriage. Okay, and affection, love, and respect in your marriage, you know, in reality. So actually, let me now mention the how to score your answers. If you have 10 or more from these 15 questions, if you have yes for 10 or more of the questions, you know, you have a happy marriage, alhamdulillah, and you find repose in your husband, and your husband is happy with you. Regarding factor number one, which is sharing and connected, being connected all the time. If you have between 8 and 10 yes answers, you need improvement. You need to share each other life more and more. If you have less than 10, there is an alarm for your marriage, and inshallah you will learn how to correct, you know, your situation, you know, when we will discuss, inshallah, about how to solve the problems of marriage. Now regarding the answers of my sisters here, actually most of them MashaAllah, they have more than 12. Okay? Or actually all of them, MashaAllah. So Alhamdulillah, up till now, they have their marriages successful. And inshallah, I will continue with you next week. Alhamdulillah, we have success, no results in this class. And inshallah, in next class, we will discuss about the second factor of the success of marriage, which is to have affection, love and respect in your marriage. How you can judge your relation with your husband regarding these three very important factors, whether your relation is successful regarding the affection and respect or not. Inshallah, we will learn all the details from the Quran and the Sunnah about the importance of affection, love and respect in our marriage. And we will have our questionnaire inshallah, and inshallah we will continue to learn about the topic of marriage next week inshallah. And let us make the dua. Allah, in class is failure of love, we will not discuss marriage, you know, as it is always routinely discussed. What are the rights of the husbands? What are the rights of the wives? How can I choose my husband? What is the role of my family? What are the seven key success and all of these issues? We will not discuss marriage, you know, in this way. We will discuss marriage in a totally different way, because actually we want to learn about the depths of the relation between the husband and the wife, the importance of knowing whom you are, the importance of knowing whom he is, the importance of knowing how to connect these two persons in the best shape, so that inshallah you can be satisfied with your marriage, you can be feeling confident that my marriage is really the marriage which I was looking for. I want to continue with my husband. I am keen to live with him. I am so blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have that husband, because actually, sister, these feelings are very important for your spirit, very important for your immune system, very important for your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very important for your kids to have a family where both the husband and the wife are actually convinced that they are on the right track together, and that inshallah, you know, their marriage will be always the source of happiness in their life. Okay, and let us now inshallah make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. And the sisters, Eid Mubarak inshaAllah. Today is the day of Arafah and the day of doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah, with all what you are looking for you, your family and all the Muslims. And inshaAllah, Eid Mubarak today, and see you inshaAllah next week.